We are about to start Siman Pei Dalid, which is all of one Siman, and we'll be learning it now. We had just learned the halacha that a washroom, a Beis HaKiseh, is included in the halacha where Vayoma Chanecha Kadosh, you are not allowed to say Shema, Psukim, Brachis, Tefillah in it. I'm not even allowed to think in learning. So now we get to the halachas of a shower or a bathhouse. Merchatz Chodosh, says the Machaber. A new merchatz. A merchatz is a public bathhouse. Shelo rochatzubo, no one used it, meaning it was built to be a bathhouse, but no one's ever washed in it. Mutter likros bo, you are actually allowed to say Shema in it. Now, we had learned the halacha that if you build a room as a washroom, or designated as your washroom, and it hasn't been used yet, although Mi'ikar Adin, one doesn't have to distance himself 4 amas from it, to actually say Shema or Psukim inside it is Asr, because of it is a Gnai. It is considered disrespectful to Torah to go say it in a room that you have designated as a bathroom. That is not true when it comes to a Merchatz, a bathhouse. Meaning, if you build something as a room for bathing or showering in, but it has not yet been used, you can actually say Shema or Psukim in it. Uva Yoshon, what about one that is already old, it's been used? So there were three different chambers within the public bathhouse. What was that? Bebeis HaChitzon, the outer chamber, Shekol HaOmdim Shom Levushim, everyone there was dressed. Mutter, that does not have the chomer of a bathhouse, you are allowed to say Shema there. Vuve'em Tso'i, whereas the middle chamber, Shekzas Omdim Shom Levushim Uktzas Arumim, that is the room in which people dress, some are dressed and others are undressed. So that halacha, the halacha of that middle room is, Yesham She'elish Shalom, you're allowed to say Shalom there, the word Shalom, Avolo Kriyashma Utfila, but you couldn't say Shema or Davening. And the Ramah adds, Hago Umuta Lahar Sham Bedivrei Torah, you are allowed to think in learning as well. So we have the outer chamber where everyone is fully dressed, that is a regular room, it is not considered a merchatz altogether. The middle chamber where people dress, there the halacha is that you're allowed to be mahar b'divrei Torah and you can say the word shalom, but you cannot say psukim or brachis. Ubifnini, and the actual room that people bathe in, shekulam arumim, that all people are undressed there, afilu she'elish shalom aser, you're not allowed to use the word shalom because it is one of the names of Hashem. Now, with regard to the inyan of the word shalom, if you say shalom to mean peace, then that is the Shem Hashem. What if you say the word shalom because you've got a friend whose name is shalom and you're calling him? So there's a machlokas aposkin, mi'ikar adin we paskin, it is mutter. That means within the place, the public bathhouse, in the inner chamber, the innermost chamber, where everyone bathes and people are undressed. So there, you are not allowed to say shalom to mean peace or hello, but you are allowed to say shalom if it is somebody's name. You're allowed to call him. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that a Yirei Shamayim is machmir, and in addition, he brings down the chumrah that a Yirei Shamayim never spells out the word shalom on a letter because it may end up in the garbage. So he should write Shin Lamed Vav with a line over it, and then he could either write the mem or leave out the mem. So that a Yirei Shamayim, even if his name is Shalom, would not write his name out completely when he signs it on a letter which may end up in the garbage. Now getting back to this bathhouse. We saw the halachas that there are three different chambers. There's the outer one where everyone's dressed. There's the inner one where some are dressed. That's where people get dressed and undressed. And then the inner chamber where people bathe. And we said that the outer chamber does not have a din of a merchatz. The inner chamber does for all halachas, which means that one couldn't think in learning, one couldn't say any psukim and so on. One couldn't say the word shalom to mean peace. In the middle chamber where people dress, so there we said that you're allowed to be mahar in learning, you're allowed to think in learning, you're allowed to say the word shalom, but you couldn't say shema and psukim. So now comes the question, what happens if there's no one there now? Is it the place only, or is it only when there are people there? So there are mekilim in the cheder emtsoi. The middle chamber, some hold that when there's no one there, you can actually speak in learning and say brachas. Whereas in the inner chamber, there the halach is, even if it's empty, the halach is you cannot daven or say psukim there, unless, and here's where the Bir Halacha mentions the union of Shinui Maisa, unless you've transformed it into no longer being a bathhouse, in which case its ancient history is irrelevant. Now, what happens if someone actually did say Shema? So B'dieved, in the Emtsoi, the Mashmos is that you are Yotze B'dieved, whereas in the base, in the Pnimi, there the halacha is that one is not Yotze. Now, in the case of a mikveh, so it really depends. If you're talking about a public mikveh that is full of full of steam and sweat and has an offensive odor, the halacha is that one could not make a bracha there altogether. That would be like the public bathhouse of old that had a strong odor, and one couldn't say a bracha there. Whereas, if you have a place where people shower, and that is full of steam, and perhaps that's where the odor is, but in the room of the mikveh itself, there is no odor, then although we say that you cannot say brachas there, the bracha on tefillah there is mutter. So it is mutter to say a bracha on tefillah in a mikveh that does not have a foul odor, even though it is the base at tefillah itself, with the understanding that a place where the showers are, that's really where there would be much more of an odor. But the bracha on tefillah could be said there. Whereas if a mikveh really has a foul odor, one could not make a bracha there, whether it's the bracha on tefillah for a person or the bracha on tefillah for kalim as well. The Ramah now says, V'osur lanos omein bebeis hamerchatz. One is not allowed to say omein on a bracha that he hears coming from the outside in a beis hamerchatz. Which is the beis hamerchatz that he is talking about? So the poskim say that this is the only the innermost chamber, whereas the middle one, the dressing room, there, the same way that here b'divrei Torah is mutter, you are also allowed to answer amen to a bracha. Now, what happens if someone asks you a shaila in halacha in a public bathhouse? So the halacha is like this: in the emtsoi, the dressing room, you're allowed to tell him, I'm not allowed to answer you in a bathhouse, even though that is a halacha, but that they were matir to say in the emsoi. In the actual pnimi, the bathhouse itself, you can't even say that. All you say is, this is a merchatz, and let him understand that on his own. Some are even machmir than in the emsoi. All you should say is, this is a merchatz, and let him figure out that he shouldn't have asked the halacha, and that you do not answer him.